Hello there, my name is Dean Wells. I'm a program manager in the Windows Server and Services team, and in this video I'm going to talk to you about a new security technology available for virtual machines in Windows Server 2016 Hyper-V. Now it's fair to say that virtualization is no longer just a deployment option, it's absolutely the normal way in which we deploy workloads. And yet the virtualization fabric on which these workloads run represents an attack vector in and of itself, an attack vector that the industry doesn't have an answer for. Let me show you what I mean. I'm logged on here then as a SAN administrator, and I've carved out a particular piece of my SAN and mounted it as Drive E. This is the same storage infrastructure that the virtualization fabric is using. We have a virtualization fabric running both VMware and Hyper-V. You can see the VMDKs for VMware and VHDs for Hyper-V. In this particular attack, the malicious SAN administrator is after an Active Directory domain controller running on Hyper-V. He double clicks on the ADDC1 VHDX and can browse the file system. He drills down to the ntds.dit, the Active Directory database, copies it off onto a USB stick, takes it home and spends the next couple of months brute forcing it. The end result of that brute force operation is usernames and passwords spewed out into a plain text file. This particular type of attack isn't unique to Hyper-V, and it isn't unique to Active Directory either. Any workload on any virtualization fabric is susceptible to this attack from malicious admins. Next, I'll show you then how a tenant would create a shielded virtual machine to ensure that that attack is no longer possible. So the tenant goes into the portal, they click on New. Standalone virtual machine from the gallery. They're presented with a list of the available templates. This cube icon here denotes a regular template which creates regular VMs, while the shield icons, they denote shielded templates which create shielded virtual machines that are secure from birth. For this example, I'll select the medium encrypted template and click on Next. We give the new virtual machine a name, Active Directory Domain Controller 2, and we'll use the IT department's shielding data since IT departments typically own domain controllers. Of course, that begs the question, what is shielding data? Well, shielding data is an encrypted lump of secrets, it's owned by the tenant or the VM owner, and it contains things necessary to securely deploy this shielded VM. Things such as the administrator password, an RDP certificate, and something we call a volume signature catalog, which helps ensure the integrity of the template disk from which the shielded VM is born. We click on Next, we connect it to a network, and we're done. Next then, let's assume the role of the malicious admin and we'll reenact that same attack against the shielded VM. Once again, I select the SAN disk, browse to the virtual disks folder, to the VHDs. This time I select Active Directory Domain Controller 2 and I double click on it. But nothing appears to be happening, so we'll browse back up to the top of the file system and see what's going on. I can clearly see here it did indeed mount the VHDX, but it has a padlock, indicating that this particular disk is encrypted and not accessible to us. If I double click on it, we get an error at the top explaining to me that there are no key protectors available to decrypt this drive. The malicious admin has no means of gaining access to the data. What if the malicious admin were a Hyper-V admin? Well, here I am logged on as a malicious Hyper-V admin and I'm running the Hyper-V management console. You can see Active Directory Domain Controller 1. This is the virtualized domain controller that we successfully executed an offline attack against earlier on. If I double-click it, I get a console connection to that virtual machine. This is one of a number of administrative conveniences that Hyper-V provides. Those are all well and good for regular virtual machines, but what about a shielded virtual machine where we are explicitly stating that we do not trust the fabric on which the virtual machine runs? I highlight Active Directory Domain Controller 2. We've already tried mounting its disk, and that was unsuccessful because it was encrypted. You'll first note that there's no thumbnail rendered for this, because it's a shielded VM. If I double-click on this, you can see that I'm not allowed to establish a console connection. Capabilities such as console connections, PowerShell Direct, KVP Exchange, the file copy integration components, none of these things are possible with shielded virtual machines simply because they're shielded. It's important to note then that shielded virtual machines run only on healthy Hyper-V hosts. The Host Guardian service, a new role in Windows Server 2016, ensures that. All shielded VMs use encrypted disks, and the keys that encrypt those disks are sealed to the virtual TPM, which is unique to each shielded VM. The VTPM itself is encrypted with keys that only the Host Guardian service can release, and the Host Guardian service will only release those keys when the host is known to be healthy. If you'd like to know more about shielded VMs, please browse to the website below. Thanks for watching.